Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life stories, her struggles, and also interview others with their life stories and struggles to show you that no matter what you're going through, God is in the midst of everything. He will get you through it. You are never alone, my friend. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, and enjoy today's podcast.
Hey guys, it's me, Teresa, your famous host who hasn't been around for a while. I know the last time I recorded was in October when I had gone to the Colorado Center for the Blind and I told you all about what was going on in my world and what God was doing and how I just had to trust the process no matter what was going on. It was not an easy ride. Well, now I'm done from there. I've been back and away from there for a little bit as a month. And all is okay. It really is. Did I get what I needed? Probably so. Did it end the way I wanted? No. But again, we always have to trust the process, not the people in the process, but the Lord. That is who we have to trust. And that is what I've done. My life has never been easy. It will not be easy, but I trust that God will get me through it all. And I pray and hope that you see each and every time I've come on here that you have to believe and trust, not because of who I am, but because what that book says, the Almighty Bible, the Bible that tells us each and every step to go, because it is our playbook. You know, if you don't believe in God or you have such little faith or saying, why is she still believing when so much is going wrong? Because for me and in my house, no matter where I am, I will trust the Lord with all of it. Good, bad, or indifference. I know he's taking care of me and he shows me the way each and every time. And he will do the same for you. If times are hard or you're struggling, just know he's got you in the palm of his hand and nothing can take you from that palm of his hand. He will not let anyone snatch you. So today as I come, and I told you in October, trust the process, and I told you a few things like I didn't know when I was going to come back on and what I was going to tell you next. I was hoping to do another interview with someone, but that didn't pan out. It's all good. The process is still happening, but the process isn't with people again. It is with trusting the Lord, moving when God says to move, even when you don't understand. You know, Colorado was interesting. It was very cold. It's a state that snows a lot, even though everyone's like, oh, it's not so bad. No, I was in such deep, deep snow, and I'm from the South. I'm from Florida. That's my hometown, and I was like, what am I doing here, and how do I get what I need? And all I really wanted was to learn. I did what they asked. I did the best I could. However, no matter what happened there, I knew that God brought me there, and when it was over, whether I understood it or not, I knew God was going to take care of me. And you know, after I left Arkansas and everything happened and God blessed me with a great friend to go to her house for a while and I didn't understand and I didn't know what was happening and I was sad and so much was happening, I knew in my heart of hearts and by believing and having faith that God would take me through the process. And I tried again and I got a lot. From everything I've ever done, God has always shown me, keep going, keep trusting me. And I'm not always a perfect child of God, but no one's perfect. We have to decrease so God can increase in us. We have to realize that trusting God is hard, but for me, and again in my house, even it's me alone by myself, I will always trust. And he's always taking care of me. Some things have happened that I don't understand. But I watched food be put on the table. I watched a roof over my head. I watched him just guide me and show me. I got you, my child. And he's got you too. Now, I did not graduate from the school. It just did not happen. As great things happened there, things weren't going the way I thought they should be planned. But again, what am I doing? What have I done with even this podcast and my blog post that is so difficult at times and I haven't kept up on it, but I wait for God to tell me, let's go, do the next step. Well, I got what I think I needed. And as the doors were shutting and people weren't totally thinking that that was for me or whatever it was, I can't even say, and I didn't like that the doors were shutting. I prayed, I cried, as you guys have heard me do before. And God, in the middle of the night, gave me wisdom to say, it is time to go back home to your family. And I didn't think, I was like, God, you're crazy. And I'm telling God he's crazy. He's never crazy. He opens a door, you go through that door, you be as obedient as you can. So I said, no, God, my family isn't where I need to be. He's like, call your mother. I said, I've done it a million times. Now it's time. Well, I called her, and lo and behold, she told me to come home. I had nowhere else to go. It's not really where I wanted to land, but I know family is important, and I had to obey. So, as one door shuts, he opens another door. And let me tell you, no matter what you're going through, he opens the door when he is ready. And don't worry, he will take care of you. He will make a way. We may not understand, but trust, obey, and follow the best you can. I am not a perfect child of God. I sin each day and ask for forgiveness, but I trust him with all my heart, and I've been through a lot, as you probably have been too. And I'm no better than you. We all put our pants on the same way. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. He asks us to do that and decrease and let him increase in the best way you can. He will give you the desires of your heart when he sees that you're ready. He really will. I do not know what my journey is next, but I'm home in Florida. I'm helping out my family and they're helping out me. You know, it may not be perfect, but it's where he led me next. Again, as this process has happened, as I've been in so much debt and so much has happened, and I went my way, and then I told him he could do it his way, and that was all in 2006. I never thought I'd lose so much sight, and my eyes are still deteriorating. There's very, very little sight left, but it's not to focus on what I have. It's to focus on God and watch the process. And as I tell you this, and if you've listened to me from the very first day I've came on this podcast and told you my life, what's going on, keep trusting in him and just know that no matter what you're going through, he's got you. Yep, it's not going to be easy, but he never promised you. He's never promised me. He never promised people in the Bible it would be easy. He just said, trust with all thy heart and lean again, not to your own understanding, and he will make the path. It's not an easy thing. I've come along with a lot of people. I've watched a lot of things be done. I don't understand sometimes, but it doesn't matter. I've watched him carry me through this. It's been 5 years that I've struggled the hardest, not understanding. I moved to Texas when he told me to move. And so much happened, as you've heard. But you know what? Again, I always say to you guys, even on my blog post, okay, thank you, God. I got food on the table. I got a place to live. I got a roof over my head. I got a bed to sleep in. And I got a clean clothes on my back. So let's go. And all my bills are paid for today. So I will trust, as hard as it is. Because if he did for the people in the Bible, if he's done for others you've seen, what more will he not do for you? You are his child as much as I am. And again, I don't know what my next path is, but I trust him and I will do the best I can. And I hope you will too. As I ramble on and talk just as good as I can, I am home now with my family and it is not perfect, but I will tell you, after 5 long years of trying to figure out what's next and praying and hoping and watching doors shut and doors open, a friend of mine who I never would have thought would have granted a helping hand, not that he's a bad person, God let him help me find a job. And after 1 week of landing in Florida, I'm not working yet. However, God has granted me a job to help me through the next venture of my life. And what I've learned is be thankful and grateful. And again, trust the process, but not people's process. Get on your knees and pray and listen to that still small voice that will share with you. Not only has he opened a job for me, and it's not a perfect job. I've got so many quote unquote not perfect titles, but I've done a lot, and he's given me college. But you step into those doors that he gives you and know that when it's perfect for what he needs me to do now. I'm not being paid as much as I should, but there's money on the table. And you don't know who you're going to meet and what's going to happen and where God is going to take you. But I'm grateful, as much as it's hard. I'm grateful that I could come back home. And I really didn't want to come back home. My dad is gone and I miss him. But I'm in a God-fearing house because this house was only built through the love and tears that my dad had for the Lord. And he always told me, we only have because God gave it to us. So as I'm here and my mother struggles, I'm grateful to be here and say, okay, God, I see you working. It may not be what I understand, but I'm going to take that next step today. What's on the plate today? What can I do now? What do you need me to do today? How can I honor what you have said? And I've struggled with it. I've cried a little bit more because it's, you know, I still think differently of what I should have. But I have exactly what God needs me to have right now. And he opened the door for so many things. And as you hear, I'm calm and peaceful. And it's different being here. As much as it's not easy being here, family is sometimes where you have to go. Even when family may not be the perfect place. But always remember, God's got you right where you need to be. And he will release what you need. He's never left me without food on the table, a place to rest my head, and my bills are paid. Remember, and I just share because it's my life, I worked for the government, and some things happened because I trusted and believed. I always believed in God, but I trusted someone I really shouldn't have, and I shouldn't have walked off that plank. But God knew what I was doing, but he sustained me. He's helped me through it. That $72,000 is being paid. I didn't do anything wrong. I followed something I shouldn't, but as my dad always told me, God knows. He's taking you through this journey. Trust him and only him and walk where he tells you to walk. So I share those things with you, and I share with you, I'm grateful. I'm still struggling to read my Braille, but I'm getting it. I think and I thought that going to a blind school, that school would have been better than the other. But no, people are people. But God has a plan. And when he shut the door and they told me no more, I got upset. But then I realized when I was crying and praying in the middle of the night, and he said, call home. You need to call home now. He was shutting the doors because there's something greater that's happening that I need to walk through and trust the process. So the process is hard. But the process will be easy because the faith I have in the Lord. I've met many more people on this journey who are blind, who are in circumstances, who sometimes are even worse than I. But I share the good news to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Again, I lean not to my own understanding because I trust the Bible. And I'm not perfect in reading the Bible. I'm not perfect in so much. But the little faith I have, the mustard seed of faith has grown, and I will trust him. So as I tell you this, and I don't share too much, but I share that I'm back in Florida and I'm landed a job and I'm waiting for that job to come through and I'm trying to do some other thing. I'm really just hoping, I'm knowing that God's going to get me through the next step. I'm tired, but as long as I'm here, on this side of the earth, waiting for whatever it is, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. And I hope, as my journey has created such a long, winding road, I pray if you're going through something, you hear my voice, not because of who I am, you watch what I've gone through and know whatever you're going through, always trust in the Lord. And again, trust him. Trust him to open those doors and close those doors that aren't shouldn't be worth wild for you to go through. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how many people you meet, no matter how much you go through, when the door opens, but listen for that still small voice. Because as everyone even thought, why are they sending her home? Why is she not getting what she needs? I did get what I needed. I got what God had me go for. But now it was time for that door to shut and the next one to open. So as I just ramble again, trust the process, but trust the Lord with all thy heart. And sit with him and listen to that still small voice. I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I trust that he will make the way where nobody else can make a way. And I will do my best here and obey him. And as much as I never wanted to come home like this, it was time for me to come back to where I started. Help out where I need to help out. Put one foot in front of the other. Trust him to make that way. Whatever reason I had to fly all the way to Texas 10 years ago this year and come back with so many different things happening. I never thought in 2006 when I said, okay, God, I'm going to trust you and we're going to do it your way. I never thought life would be harder. But when, you know, there's an artist who I watched one time who I love his music and something's coming through with him as well. And I don't know him, but God sent me a song a long time ago, which he said, and I haven't written the book as you all know, and it hasn't happened, but there's a song that's going to come out one day. And I mean, it may never, but I still trust in my heart because God said, that's the song that's going to be the movie to the book that you write. And the book isn't even finished. I've put it down, but I'm waiting on him to say, write. However, what I tell you is he said, this artist talked about the song he wrote and why he wrote it and how it was brought. He said, and I really took it to heart when I heard his story about writing one of his songs. Be careful when you say, God, let's do it your way. I'll follow your will. And I laughed that day when I heard him say it because my turmoil, my life had just flipped upside down and turned around. But as I look back those 10 years, or even longer, but in 2006, which is more than 10 years ago, I told God, let's go, let's do it your way. I tried mine. He gave me college back. I've never skipped a beat without food on the table or a place to live. Turmoil and trouble. And maybe some of it's my fault because we have free will, but he's always helped me through it. And like I told him in 2006, God, that is, I'm just going to keep doing the best I can and trust you, Lord. I did it my way, so let's do it your way. So I'm trusting that process back then and today. You know, we all want things. We all think things should be different. But again, trusting God isn't easy, but he will make a way. He will. He knew you before you were born. He knew what he put you here for. And until the day you go back home, home in heaven, and you meet him face to face, trust him to weave it in and out of your life the way it needs to be. We've already got the playbook. We just have to follow and know that he's going to take care of you like he did for Joseph and Moses and Ruth and David. And even his son, when his son knew that he came on earth and he was perfect, but he knew what he came for, to give us grace and mercy. And because we couldn't follow the law, he said, all right, I'm going to take care of my children. I'm going to take care of my people, but I need you. And this isn't me talking. This is God in his word saying, and Jesus telling us, trust with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you trust in my son, I will take care of you my way. But I never told you it would be easy. Now, I paraphrase some of that, but it's in there. It's in the Bible. And we already know that he's been, you know, the devil's been defeated, because if you get to the end of the book of the Bible and you read Revelations, I think it's 12:21 or somewhere there, he tells you how he's defeated and he's taken care of the world. But we've got to keep moving. And no matter what's happening in this world, let's keep trusting, believing, praying for one another, and no matter how it goes, loving on each other and helping one another. Because this world is changing, but it was changing 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Even as we read the Bible, things were happening. The playbook is written, but have faith and trust in the Lord. So I leave you with those words, and whatever is next, we will see. I don't know when I'll be on my podcast again, but I'm okay. There's nothing really to share, but God is good. He is working. And I sometimes wonder, but I know he's taking care of me. And I now have some type of job. And I have to just know that wherever he plants me, to trust. And I hope you do too. And I thank you for listening, and welcome me into your day, wherever you are. I thank you for driving in your car and listening, for sitting on that couch and not turning on the television and listening to my little story, but knowing that I am no better than you. My life is hard. Not being able to see is very difficult. Living in a home where there is sickness, but knowing that home has been built brick by brick with God in the helm of it all. Trusting from my feet to the top of the head. My father, my earthly father, telling me, trust in the Lord because he will get you where you need to go. My father's now gone. He's up in heaven with the Lord. And I don't know what's happening up there, but I just know that God is watching over us and he loves us unconditionally. And he is going to make a way where there is no way for you and me. So guys, have a blessed and wonderful day. And thanks for listening. Until I come back and give you more, I have to wait on the Lord to show me what it is. But I know, and I want you to know, whatever you're going through, listen to that still small voice. And if it's not easy, know he is really for you and not against you. Okay, guys, peace out. I love you, and may God bless each and every one of you. Have a great and wonderful day. And know he is taking care of you. No matter what you're going through, look up to the sky and thank him. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Bye-bye now.
Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to
Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gufanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.